Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Making cottonwood salve, which is gill lead. So gill lead cottonwood salve is amazing medicine. It's from the cottonwood trees. And what we do is the aromatic sap that's filling the buds, this is the sap that we take. And this promotes skin regeneration. It helps kill germs. It's a really good skin ointment of the woods. And it can be pinched straight from the bud. The problem with making it this way is that it's extremely sticky. And the best extract is the medicinal qualities of sap is to infuse the buds in an oil. The oil then can be used as is turned into a cottonwood salve. Now that's an excellent idea, sorry. Because I love making salves. It's one of my favorite hobbies to do is to make salves and different concoctions for soft topical injuries, deep joint muscular injuries, facial tightening, you name it, I will make it. And so this I'm going to do, this cottonwood salve I'm going to make. Now, like we said, you can take it and what you can do is the same way that we make cedar oil. You're going to take your cottonwood balls, you know, these little berries that you take, and stick them 2/3 way full, your jar, your glass jar, and then you fill the rest all the way to the top with olive oil. I like virgin olive oil. It doesn't spill easy. It doesn't spoil easily. It's kind of thick. Spill it may, but I'm always pretty careful. And you let it sit for 8 to 12 months. And stir every few weeks and make sure you're telling it thanks and love and give you prayers like we do with the cedar oil, even though we let that set maybe for a week up to 30 days sometimes. Now, you're going to let this sit. And after, when you're all through, you're going to drain it through a cheesecloth or through whatever you find. Sometimes I like to just leave some of my buds with my salves because it kind of shows where the nature comes from. And also I feel like it's still extracting as the time goes on. So you can take it out and now what you're going to use this for. This is going to be really good for scrapes and bruises and minor burns. And then you can also turn this oil into your salve, right? Now how we're going to do the salve is once we have our oil ready, we have 1 cup of cottonwood oil and 1/4 cup of our shaved beeswax. Now, I have some really nice beeswax from our bee factory here in Hackensack. And I also have some nice bee wax that I've ordered online. Both work excellent. And it's always like that. 1/4 of whatever your depth of oil is. That's how it works. And it makes a real nice salve. So what you're going to do is you're going to have your oil and put it into the container that you want and then add your beeswax. Melt that slowly, just so slowly because you don't want to burn that. And when we melt that slowly, You let it melt, and then when you bring it up, stir it around. Make sure it has a rule is that it's been stirred very well. And we're heating it, we're kind of stirring it, and we're looking at the consistency. Because if it's a little too thick, add a little bit more oil. If it's too runny, add a little bit more beeswax. And so just it kind of goes to your consistency and what you want. Now, once we've melted it all together and you have it completely the way you want it, pour your salve back into your container that you've decided to use that you're going to save, right? Because you have your container you're going to make it in. You're going to have a container you're going to heat it in, and you're going to have the container that you're going to keep it in now that it's actually a salve, and you can give this to people as a friendship gift. You can keep it for yourself. You can keep it for your kids because it's excellent for your skin and topical wounds. And sometimes you can think, you know, gosh, what can I harvest in the winter? Well, this is one of those trees that you can harvest in the winter. You can harvest the cottonwood where you live and use that. And there's a lot of roots and trees that we can harvest in the winter and use those with our herbal remedies. So remember that we don't just need spring or summer to do our harvesting. And get out there, and if you see one of these cottonwood trees or you know anybody that has any in their yard, go and get some of those balls and make yourself some salve. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming with Amy Gwitch. Safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbin'.